أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله أصحابه أجمعين. My dear Dr. Muhammad Musa Sharif, Sister Khalila Sabra, and Dr. Muhammad Abu Talib, and guests, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. You sound like you're fasting. Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah. If I tell you Maher Zain is coming, Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah. JazakAllah khair. Welcome. As the concluding session of the convention, it's always great to end on a high note, and mashallah, the speakers have already shared their thoughts, and I'm just adding a little bit more before I myself catch a flight, inshallah, to go home. But before I do, my focus is actually on the individual responsibility to maintain the relationship with Allah, but what should the community do to support every individual? So let me hear from the communities that have come. If you are here from the East Coast, respond to my takbir, only from the East Coast. Takbir! If you're here from anywhere west of the Mississippi, takbir! Now get to know your geography. If you're here from the Midwest, especially Chicago, takbir! MashaAllah, ahlan wa sahlan, jazakumullahu khairan for coming. This really, the session about talking about the community is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this religion in a way that balances both. On the one hand, things that I do are very individual. The community cannot take the shahada for me. I must say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The community cannot pray for me. I have to pray on my own. But it is more commendable, more rewarding to pray in jama'ah with the community. The community cannot fast for me, I must fast for myself. But when I break the fast, I should do it for barakah with the rest of the community. The zakah, as the head of a household, I give as a commandment from Allah. But to whom do I give it? I give it to the community, so the community may benefit. The hajj that we perform, we do it individually. But when we gather on the Mount of Arafah, we gather to commemorate that day of gathering when the entire community will come together. Brothers and sisters, we are living at a time in America now when individual Muslims are suffering in ways that are unimaginable, incomprehensible. If you've attended some of the sessions in which we spoke, and may Allah reward the program committee for the vision that they have in having these different sessions. You heard people asking questions about divorce, about children, about the obedience of children, about children asking about the responsibilities of parents, about community members asking about the responsibility of the imam, of the board members, various concerns. The community itself is under attack externally. Every time we turn around, something else is being blamed on our religion. On us, who can we turn to? As the others have said, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we turn to Him for hope, and that's who we turn to, we make dua. But there is more to this. Every single one of us has a responsibility to truly be among those who gets to know who is in our community. Too often, we pray together, but we barely stop to ask, how are you doing? And we say salam, we ask, how are you doing? But we never stop to really listen to the answer of that person to whom we talked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about the community, about ta'aruf. Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'il li ta'arufu. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That indeed, the ta'aruf has to precede the idea that I work on my taqwa. But Allah says, if you want nobility in His sight, inna akramakum, the most noble in the sight of Allah is the one who has achieved God consciousness. And that self-restraint that has to come from within. So even as I develop my relationship with Allah, even as I do everything possible to get closer to Allah, I need the community to support me. Every teenager that goes into a masjid, into an Islamic school, into an Islamic center, anywhere in the Muslim community should feel like they are the most loved creature on this earth. They are the most loved being on this earth. They should not be shunned from us. Whatever they are doing now, we should be making dua, welcoming them within our folds and saying to them, be steadfast, don't lose hope, we are with you, regardless of all of the challenges that you're facing. That family that's going through a divorce, instead of talking a lot about it, instead of hush-hush conversations about, did you hear about so-and-so, did you hear about so-and-so, why not volunteer to take their children and babysit them? Let their children have a good time so the parents can work on their issues. Why not inquire deeply about and show concern as did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He never turned away from the beginning of a conversation until he felt the person was content with that interaction. He loved his community, for he was raised by the community. Having lost his father, he never saw him. Having lost his mother at the age of 6, in fact, it was the extended family, his grandfather, then his uncle, and the rest of the community that took him and took him within their fold. The love that they showed for him, the concern they showed for him in Mecca, he never forgot, even when the hijrah was commanded to him and he went to Medina. This is the example that we have, and too often we forget the fact, and we're too harsh on ourselves, on our community, always talking about the afflictions, the problems. Let us start to celebrate the community. Let us realize that this is an amazing feat. If you attended the Khatira at Fajr in the hotel this morning, Dr. Jamal Badawi spoke, Hafidhullah, he spoke about how far the community has come in 50 years. Unimaginable growth. 2,100 some masajids and musallas in the United States. Think about that. That is something to cheer. And in the time that I have remaining, I want to share with you two basic main points that I think we should take home. The community for me, the ummah as we know it, the ummah in Arabic is a group that's moving together. It is not just because a bunch of people come together, because I'm in a plane most of the time in the weekends. That's not a community. It's a temporary group of people traveling together to the same destination. It's not a community. People you meet at the bus stop, a bunch of you waiting, it's not a community. For me, this is what a community stands for. And if you're patient and you listen, inshallah, I will spell out the word and you'll hear the Islamic concepts that are ingrained in that word. We spell community C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y. We should look at community like this. The C, common, O, orientation of M, members, M, to motivate, U, to understand, N, to nurture, I, for Iman, T, for Taqwa, year-round. The community should be a group that has a common orientation of its members to motivate, understanding, to nurture, and indeed to nurture Iman and Taqwa in every one of its members year-round. If we are not doing this, we are not worthy of calling ourselves a community. We should stop calling ourselves a community if this is not what we're doing. It is about Iman, it is about Taqwa, and this is indeed what we should be doing. I'm reminded of an Imam who was motivating his people to donate, and he kept saying to them, donate, donate for the masjid, donate for the school. And one brother said, ya Imam, I'm saving money for my son's marriage, so I don't want to donate because that money is for my son's marriage. He said, donate, the community will benefit. He said, I can't, because he already found a girl, he's in love with her, and his heart is full with this girl. The Imam said, there's a beautiful way to get out of it. You donate the money, we'll make dua for Allah to take the girl out of his heart and to put Iman into his heart. Did you hear that? We make dua, if you donate, O Allah, take the girl out of his heart and put what? Iman into his heart. And the father said, I can't do that. He said, why? He said, her name is Iman. So before I close, I want us to know that indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us much in the creation. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Indeed, in all of the creation of the heavens and the earth, there are signs for the people who understand. If you look, do you ever see the geese, the goose? Do you ever see them flying south or north? In what pattern do they fly? A V shape. Did you ever stop to think? The scientists looked at this and they said, why do they fly in a V pattern? Subhanallah, there's hikmah in that individual goose trying to get south, trying to move and migrate away from cold to the heat. But who does he or she travel with? The community. Three things come out of that V formation. Number one, while they're in that formation, they actually travel 70% farther because of aerodynamics than they would if each of them flew alone. While they are traveling, if you look up and you listen, if you put your smartphone down, if you stop playing around with everything and listen when they go, you will hear them making noises. The scientists found out that this is their takbirat. This is them cheering on the head of the head leader to say, keep going, keep going, keep going. That's what they're doing. And look at the rahmah of that community of geese in that V formation. If one of them gets sick, two of them go down with it and remain on the ground. But the hikmah is what? They go down because then again in three is another V. They remain on the ground until either that goose gets better and they fly back and they join another V, or it dies and they fly back and join another V. We are that community of people. We cannot have anyone suffering in our communities and we don't look to them. We have to establish institutions and we have to do everything possible. And the last story, I need your help. Are you ready? Maher Zain is coming. He's going to say to you, sing along with me. Before he comes, I need you to cheer along with me on this. This side of the room, when I say go, you will say, shake it off. Are you ready? One, two, three, go. And this side of the room will say, step up. One, two, three, go. Shake it off. There was a small village where there was a horse, and the horse was the source of everything for that community. Energy, it carried everything for it. One day, the horse fell into the well. The well was a source of water and life. When the horse fell in, the owner said, this is amazing. Now nobody can have water. We cannot have even energy. We cannot have anything to carry everything we need. What can we do but to bury this horse? What can we do but to put dirt into this well and close it off? The owner went to get a shovel. The community gathered and said, what happened? They said, this horse fell in. Nothing is left for us to do but to basically kill it off. So the owner took a shovel, started digging dirt, and put it into the well. With each shovel of dirt, it put it into the well, it fell onto the horse. The horse in this example could be a single mother. The father left, four children, no concern for the well-being of the family, nobody asking for anything. A teenager who is trying to struggle with iman and no one is supporting him. A young girl wants to wear the hijab, but her parents are saying to her, if you wear the hijab, they may not want to marry you. Somebody wants to memorize Quran, and the parents say, Quran, what will it do for you? Become a doctor, and that will be better for you. These are the struggles, that's the horse. As the owner shovels the dirt, the community gathers, and a young boy sees what's happening. The young boy looks down and sees the shovel of dirt landing on the back of the horse. With every shovel of dirt, the boy realizes the horse does not have to die. The horse can live, and the community can have that source of energy again. The community can have the source of help. So the boy starts in a very quiet voice talking to the horse. He looks and he says to the horse, with every shovel of dirt, oh, wake up, ya Ummah. And every shovel of dirt, the horse feels, shakes off the dirt falls on the ground, it steps on top of the dirt, and it actually is able to walk out of the well. Every single one of our community members should feel that the community is behind them, they're with them, they're raising money for them, supporting them, helping people to become social workers and teachers and psychologists and psychiatrists and journalists, whatever they want to do. Our community must stand together. This convention is growing because of your generosity, your attendance. But the homework begins when you leave the convention. First, you evaluate it, help us to improve. But when you go back, take the lessons you've learned from all of the mashayikh, all of the scholars who have taught you, and say to your community, be steadfast, do not lose hope. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.